supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, why is loneliness being considered as a public health problem these days?
What we're finding out is that loneliness can be lethal. One of the things they found out in a study in England was that loneliness puts one at greater risk of early death than even obesity. Now, that's an extraordinary statement. We know, Mike, and we all know, we are social animals, that the brain is wired for connection. And if we don't have connection, something withers inside and dies. So people are much more risk for depression. They tend to withdraw. And Mike, and the numbers are pretty astounding. 1 in 3 people over 60 experiences loneliness.
Is loneliness only about age, though? It seems like it goes beyond that in our culture.
Oh, it sure does. I think the risk increases with age, you're right. But it's a major issue. We are more and more and more isolated. Over the last 30 years, the level of trust in our neighbors has diminished significantly. So that if you trust your neighbors less, if you trust strangers less, you're at much more risk for feeling isolated. You know, we recently did a show with teenagers, and they talked about connection and connection via Twitter and Snapchat and these things. But they all feel at risk here of being shamed or isolated or alienated via these things. So in a way, you know, we might have more, quote, connections that way, but we have less trust. We have less intimacy, and our intimate relationships, the number of our intimate relationships is diminishing.
Do you think there is a way to safeguard oneself against future loneliness? What can I do now that will make it so perhaps I won't be lonely?
Well, you can stay connected with friends. You can share your fears about loneliness. And I'll tell you this, and that is that vulnerability begets intimacy. So that if you tell your friends that, you know, you've got some concerns in the future about being alone and being lonely. I mean, that kind of vulnerability that you open up, that you talk about, opens people's hearts and it makes the relationship closer and more honest. Those who try to act strong and pretend they're okay are at higher risk for being alone in the future.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.